workers were said to be able to gain their powers in one way only. They had to kill a member of their own family. Their powers allowed them to transform into other people.
And that's our granddaddy's gonna be much help.
My granddaddy is a brujo. He has considerable power.
I really miss you.
I miss you too.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Who the fuck is Tara Thornton?
Who are you?
Target is secure.
How do we reverse the spell that you cast on my associate?
I don't know how.
You hurt her.
What the hell is he doing here?
I live here.
This is the fucker who sold you out to Russell Edgington. You hate Eric Northman!
Please don't go.
When we meet him, will that be do the talking?
Sometimes he can be a little...
Oh!
Been expecting you.
I am Packmaster Shreveport.
I'm currently exploring free agency.
That doesn't work for me.
Oh my God.
I fucked up.
Sam.
Sometimes I look at you. I feel like everything can turn out all right.
Okay.
Who's my best friend? Is this a dream?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then.
Eric Northman was sent to break up a group of Wiccan practitioners and has not been seen since.
Look what she did to me. She erased Eric's memory, turned him into a walking shell.
You've seen him. Where is he?
Do not lie to me. I am your king.
Where is he?
It's okay.
I have every right. I am his king.
Well, you aren't mine.
Yes, you made that abundantly clear when you lied to my face.
You got a hell of a nerve lecturing me online.
Your Majesty, whatever I am guilty of, Suki had nothing to do with it. She was only protecting me.
How touching. Sober him.
He isn't resisting. You don't have to hurt him. Where are you taking him?
Suki, stop. You don't have to do this. You've done too much for me already.
Yes, you certainly have.
That's what this is about? You've been running around sticking your fangs and who knows what else into every girl in town, but the second I move on, you arrest him?
Believe it or not, my entire existence does not revolve around what or who is between your legs.
Don't you dare speak to me that way.
I took an oath to protect the vampires of Louisiana.
By handcuffing them in silver?
Eric is under the control of necromancers. He is a danger to everyone.
You don't know what you're talking about. He's scared and alone. His whole life has been wiped away.
He is a liar and a master manipulator. And he would do or say anything to make you his.
Well, which is it, Bill? Is he a danger to everyone, or is he just faking it to get into my pants? If you ever loved me, you won't hurt him.
This is strictly business. Vampire business. So for once in your life, I strongly suggest you stay out of it. Good night, Sicky.
I'm not leaving without Eric.
If Miss Stackhouse sets foot on my property again, I want her arrested for trespassing.
Yes, sir.
Are we clear?
You can't do this. Bill!
Come on, miss. Move along.
This is wrong, and you know it!
Found you because of me. I fucked up royally. I'm sorry.
Why are you hiding under that?
Because I don't want you to see me like this.
Take it off.
No.
Suki told me I was your maker. I command you. Oh.
Witch. Lafayette. His boyfriend and his skank of a cousin, they did this to me.
Who's Lafayette?
Forget it. I can feel myself rotting. I don't know how much time I have left.
Sorry. Are you afraid?
Fuck you. Pieces of me are falling off on piss. I'm not gonna die like this. We need to get out of here and get the bitches who did this to us.
No, King Bill believes we are a danger to our kind.
Let me tell you something about King Bill. He's a self-loathing, power-hungry, pompous little dork, and you hate his guts.
That is Tracy.
Eric, snap the fuck out of it. You have no loyalty to Bill Compton. You are a Viking vampire, a god, and you bow to no one. If someone crosses you, you rip out their liver with one fang.
No.
I have been with you over 100 years. We've traveled the world together, killing and fucking and laughing.
I don't remember that.
Oh, fucking hell. You will. We'll get your life back, I swear.
I don't want it!
The things I've done now. I don't want to remember.
But you don't know what you're saying.
I'm not the vampire you think I am. Not anymore.
Something.
Just wanted to inform you that I have the necromancer and Sheriff Northman in custody.
Really? Alive?
Of course. We're holding her for observation until the threat can be assessed. As directed.
And Eric?
Sheriff Northman has been infected.
You sure?
He has no recollection of his existence prior to the last few days. He does not understand his position or recognize the authority. I mean, he's extremely unstable and dangerous.
Can the spell be undone?
The witch is not collaborating. I believe she intends to use Sheriff Northman against us. With a weapon like that, she could make a lot of noise.
Your recommendation?
I request a warrant to impose the true death.
I'm sure you're real broken up about that. I'll run it through the appropriate channels and get back to you. And Bill?
Yes.
Good work. I'll see you at that tolerance thing on the 29th.
Harry, put it out. No smoking in the boudoir.
Get Mikey outside! Now! Toby, please don't wake up!
Mikey! Where are you?
Jesus, you're okay? How the hell did he get out here?
I don't know. He was just sitting in the yard, playing with that ugly old doll.
Started out of thin air? Arlene, come on. I ain't saying it's your fault. I'm just trying to make sense of this.
No.
At least y'all are okay. That's what matters, right?
Yeah. The ghost of my serial killing ex-fiancé just tried to murder us in our sleep. We're just peachy.
I'm sorry, Sam, about all this.
No, that's...
Listen up, slumlord. I find out you risked my cousin's life cheaping out on smoke alarms and wiring.
Placed all the electrical last year, Andy.
I'm gonna go through this dump with tweezers. If I discover even a toilet seat ain't up to code, there's gonna be hell to pay.
Yeah, I've had about all of them taking the shit. All right, these people have lost everything. My retirement plan just went up in smoke. Now, I don't know what's going on with you, but if you don't shut the fuck up and stop fucking with me, I'm gonna turn into a Doberman and eat you off your goddamn face.
Then I will call animal control. Have you put to sleep?
Hey, Sheriff. He's fair hand.
I ain't usually a damsel in distress, but right now I can really use some saving. This is heavier than it looks.
Wow.
Fighting crime. It's a hell of a workout. Where you want it?
This truck right over here.
Can I help you?
You've been through enough for one day. Your boys okay?
Yeah, they were at their dad's last night, thank goddess.
How about you? You got a place to go?
Oh, I always land on my feet. Well, thank you, Sheriff.
Andy.
Thank you, Sheriff Andy. Hey, next time you're in Malat, I'll buy you a cheeseburger.
You mean like a date?
Oh, I wasn't exactly thinking that, because my house just almost burned down and all.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I misread the signs.
You know what? Sure. What the hell? It's a date.
Really? Merlots? Me and you.
Yeah, why the hell not?
Yeah.
Hey, Tommy. Terry and Arlene's is gone. Holly's place is gonna take months of repairs.
Oh, shit. Well, I'm on my way.
No. There's nothing you can do about it. But I'm gonna be here all day. And I need you to open the bar for me. You think you're up to that?
Whatever you need.
Listen, it's full moon tonight. I'll be back in town to run with you. All right?
All right.
We'll get through this, Tommy.
Yeah. See you tonight. Fuck you.
Gracias por su hospitalidad, abuelo. Sé que ha pasado mucho tiempo. Estamos aquí porque tenemos problemas. Necesitamos protección.
Huyes de mí durante 20 años. Luego regresas, arrastrándote, arrodillado, pidiendo limosna. ¿Dónde chingado está tu orgullo?
A veces hay cosas más importantes que el orgullo, abuelito.
Tráeme un sacrificio y veremos.
Well, he found her. Long story.
Then you better start telling it.
Growing up in this town, people look at me and I knew what they thought. Poor Tara Thornton. Gonna end up just like her mama. Drunk. Crazy. Alone. Last year after all that shit happened, the self-pity, fucking hatred, it was building up inside me and I knew they were right.
So you ran. And you thought it'd never catch up to you.
I wasn't thinking. I can't tell you how good it felt. I can do anything, be anybody.
So the woman I've been living with, telling all my secrets to you for the past 6 months, who was that?
Everything I wish I was. Thought if I could make you believe in her, maybe I could too.
Well, I'm glad for you, Tara Thornton. Who the fuck you are. I'm glad I could be a nice vacation from your life.
You know that's not all you were. You didn't drive all the way from Nolan just to tell me to go fuck myself.
You're right.
I should kick your fucking ass. Do what you need to do.
I'm in trouble. It's Bill. He's gone too far this time. I don't know what he's gonna do. I need help, and I got nobody else to ask. So wherever you are, please, please call me back.
Sam, I know I am the worst waitress in the world, and I'm so sorry, but I can't work today. It's a life or death situation.
Another one?
I promise to make up the shift.
You know what? Don't bother. You're fired.
Excuse me?
I don't get why everybody treats you like you're so special. And you almost never show up, and when you do, you're always dragging some kind of trouble with you.
Sam, I said I was sorry.
Figure you shake that cute little blonde ponytail and cry, Sam will let you do anything. Not today. Get your stuff and get on out of here. Go on!
Hey, Jimmy! Table 8's got no setups! Come on, this ain't rocket science!
Well, hello, ladies.
Hi.
Sam, we're live. How's your lunch?
Good.
Anything I can do you for?
I don't know, maybe.
Be right back. You all right, Miss Fort Mary?
And no good brother of yours. Packed up and left me. I cared for him like he was my own kin. And he left me just like they all leave me.
Well, I'm sure Tommy cared about you.
He don't care about nobody but himself. You know, I tried to teach him to read. What a waste of time. That boy's dumber than a bucket of spit and just as useful. Now I know why you shot him. If you see Tommy, you tell him he's dead to me. And I want my Bible back. Good for nothing, brother of yours.
Jason? You here?
Fuck, Sookie, what the hell are you doing here? Leave me alone. Get out of here.
Jason, I can hear you in there.
Sookie! Sammy, good time.
Didn't you get any of my messages?
No. Because I'm in the middle of a secret, special police investigation here. So I need you to back away from the door. And get out of the house and don't come back. You understand?
Andy says you haven't showed up for work in days. I'm coming in.
Don't you think...
I should have known. This is a sex thing, isn't it?
No. Don't come any closer.
Are you on V again?
No. Damn it, listen to me. Get out of here, now. It ain't safe, Sook, I mean it. I'm dangerous.
Okay, look. I've had a hell of a morning, and my patience is running pretty thin, so you're going to tell me what's going on here, or I'm going to fish it out of your head myself. Your choice.
I think I'm turning into a were-panther.
A were-what?
Panther. It's like a werewolf except a big ass cat. I got bit and stuff by my psycho ex-girlfriend and the werepanther tribe. And they said I would turn into one of them on the full moon.
So you handcuffed yourself to the bed?
Yeah.
But if you turn into a panther, won't the handcuffs just fall off?
Oh, shit. I never thought of that. Listen, Mickey, you gotta get out of here now. Because I ain't never gonna forgive myself if I bite your head off.
You aren't making this up, are you?
No.
Oh, my God, Jason. It's okay. It's okay. Babe, you're home early?
Brought your lunch. What the fuck is she doing here?
We got off to a bad start. That ain't Debbie's fault. She's got a ride to a place in my pack.
You joined this pack without talking to me?
I knew what you'd say.
So much for rigorous honesty, huh? Get out of my house.
Look. I understand. If you don't trust me, I mean, after what happened with your pack master in Mississippi, hell, I don't blame you. letting a vampire overrun his wolves, getting him hooked on the blood, that ain't no later. And Debbie here tells me he's the only one with the stones to stand up and fight back.
Debbie needs to keep her mouth shut.
All right. I don't want to get in the middle of nothing here. And I'm sorry if I alphaed you a little hard the other night, but these are perilous times for our kind. This pack needs a wolf like you, Alcide. I really do hope you reconsider joining. Debbie, I'll see you tonight.
I was waiting for the right time to tell you.
Same old Debbie. This is my lives are getting back on track. You gotta go and fuck it up!
I need community! Isolation is bad for my sobriety! I don't know nobody here other than Sookie, and she hates me.
You got me? We're together. I thought that's what you wanted.
It is. But I can't be all I want. That's what happened before. You are my whole world. And when I lost you, I lost everything. And it drove me fucking crazy. I need this succeed. The pack is shifting together tonight for the full moon. Come with me, please.
Thank you. You've seen birds, bunnies, lizards, a kind of rat, and a fucking coyote. Can you please just kill some and get this over with?
I told you. Sacrifice has to come to us. What?
So let me get this straight. We waiting for a wild animal to walk up to us and volunteer to die.
Pretty much.
Baby. Baby. Your granddaddy, he in the house, chilling warm, laughing at our dumb ass. This ain't nothing but a sick-ass joke he planned to punish you.
You don't think I know that? Huh? That he's an evil, sadistic motherfucker. That I've spent my whole life fighting not to turn into him. But if that's the price that I gotta pay to keep you safe, that's what I'm gonna fucking do.
Don't walk away from me. I'm sorry.
Shut up.
Fuck you.
Here it comes.
Here what comes? I don't...
Gosh, come here.
What the fuck is that? Oh, shit.
Rattlesnake. Hola, cascabelito. Hola. And the second I start sprouting fur, I want you to shoot me right in the head.
I'm not gonna shoot you.
But you promised.
I promised I'd take care of you.
What do you think that meant? Change my kitty litter? Look, I'm gonna have claws and big fucking teeth. I could rip you to pieces.
You won't.
Wait, you don't know that. I ain't never been good at controlling my impulses. Come on.
You're still my brother, even if you are a were...
panther.
God. Every time I get my head wrapped around one kind of suit, new one comes along. So what happened with Eric? I thought witches were just in fairy tales.
Or that goth store at the mall buying pentagram stretch pants. Scary.
Point is, there is a bright side. At least you won't be alone. I barely know any regular humans anymore.
Well, I like being a regular old all-American human. I don't want to be some freak of nature.
Like me.
That ain't what I meant, so.
Most of my life, when I say my prayers at night, I wish to God to be normal. Then I realize there ain't no such thing as normal. Everybody's got something they're ashamed of or can just do without even trying.
You like how I'm extra good at sex and shooting?
Uh-huh. But those aren't the things that make us who we are. It's what we do with them that really matters. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Not exactly.
You can't run from what's inside you. But it might be a blessing if you let it. And I'll be here to help you any way I can, other than shooting you in the head.
I guess everybody has their limits. You want to grab me a fresh one?
Coming right up. Last properly guided tour of Tara Thornton's glamorous life. The dump I used to work at. My last bar and grill. Serving up craziness 7 days a week. It suits you. You know that ain't a compliment, right?
Why not? Hey, it looks comfortable. And friendly.
Don't be fooled.
Hey. Tara. Hey, what can I get you guys tonight?
Isn't this Arlene's section?
Well, Arlene and Holly both called in.
Sam promoted me to server.
You guys are my first customers.
Yippee.
Yeah, well, we'll take two Coronas. And who made the chili today? Is it Terry Big John's? If it's Big John, we almost get that. What the? Told you. We ain't been here 5 minutes. Fucking vampires.
Hey.
Wait a sec.
I am done waiting. I've made some stupid mistakes. I know this is not one of them. I know you, Sam.
No, you don't.
I know you're not perfect, but you are a good guy. And you're honorable and sexy as hell. And I have wanted to do this since the day we met.
Wow. I'm not supposed to say no to that.
You're not.
I'm a police officer and a werepanther. Back off!
Jason!
Jess? What the hell are you doing here?
I sensed your fear.
What?
Oh, it's because I gave you my blood. It's like there's this little bit of me that's still inside of you, and I'll always be able to find you and save you. It's pretty cool, huh?
No. I've got enough going on inside me. I don't need you in there, too.
Well, you're obviously freaking out. You must be saving from something.
Huh? No, I just thought I heard something in the woods. Probably just possums, raccoons.
Are you kidding? It is a full moon.
Yeah.
The place is calm with supernatural stuff. It really ain't safe for you to be out here alone.
Yeah, it ain't safe for me to be anywhere.
Because of the werepanther thing?
How do you know?
Well, Jason, you screamed it loud enough for the whole parish to hear.
Look.
Those bats I healed. Is that what happened to you? You're turned?
Yeah.
Does that even happen?
I don't know. I don't know. I think so. Oh, boy, my heart's just racing.
No.
I can't breathe. Oh, everything's out of focus.
Whoa. Hey, sit down. Come on. Go on.
I'm turning.
Yeah, go on. Right there. Good. Just concentrate your breathing, all right? Right there? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And just, picture someplace beautiful.
Yeah.
Or something that makes you feel happy and safe. Good. 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 Better?
Yeah. How'd you know how to do that?
I used to happen to my mom all the time.
Your mom was a werepanther?
No. She just had panic attacks. Kind of not to notice my dad beating the crap out of us. Pretty stressful for her, I guess.
Well, you should get back to Hoyt. Or work. Whatever. I'm fine.
You know, the night I was made, that was like the scariest night of my life. There's no way I'm letting you go through that alone.
Jason! Jason! Please, just come home! We'll deal with this!
Jason?
Hey, Sookie. Did I scare you?
What are you doing here, Debbie?
She's with me. On her way to a meeting. Our new pack.
I see.
Well, we can trust her.
You really shouldn't be wandering around like this. Full moon and all? Never know what could be out here tonight.
No kidding.
You lose Eric again?
No. I mean, yes, it's complicated.
Were-panthers. They're basically like werewolves, right? Except cats.
Please tell me she did not just compare us to cats.
Sorry, it's hard keeping track of which of y'all hate each other.
We tend to stick with our own species. But most wares have got more in common with each other than they like to admit. Why are you asking?
How does somebody become a were whatever?
They don't. Unless one of their parents or both of them are full-blooded.
So if I got bit, not me, per se, but if somebody I knew got bit...
There's no way to turn a human into a were, if that's what you're asking. It's hereditary, not a virus.
You sure about that?
You want to tell me what's going on?
You've already helped me more than you know. Go shift, kill stuff, do whatever werewolves do. I got this.
I think Sookie's saying she could take care of her own business. Pax, wait, come on, babe.
That was different than I expected.
What's that mean?
Oh, no, not in a bad way. No, it's like we just met. We were strangers. It's exciting. Must be the full moon.
Yeah, must be.
We need to get out there and shift. Crows. What do you think, huh? Eagles? We fly right up under that moon.
I think it's time for you to go.
You okay? Something I said?
You know what you came for, right? So go.
What is wrong with you?
What the hell's wrong with you? I said to get out, so get the fuck out!
Fuck you, Severlot. Crazy asshole.
It ain't gonna happen. I ain't turning. Those hotshot fuckers are so dumb they can't even make a werepanther ride.
You actually sound disappointed.
After all this, it kind of feels like a letdown. Hey, if you could go back to being the way you were before, would you?
No. Don't get me wrong. It ain't easy. I never see the sun, and I'm always hungry. I have all these feelings and these urges, and I don't even understand them half the time, but it is exciting. I'm fast, and I am strong, and there ain't nobody can hurt me. And I smell, and I taste things in a way that I never thought was possible. It's kind of hard to explain, but my old world was about that big. And now it's endless.
I've grown up with Sook. Sick of getting my ass beat, sticking her for school, you know? But a part of me always wondered, why'd she get all the special? And why not me?
Jason, you were like a football star, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, don't mean you slept with every pretty girl within 100 miles. Look at you. How can you not think you're special?
Yeah, you're right. Sometimes words just come out of my face and I got no idea what they mean.
Jason, wait, I...
Yes, thanks for babysitting me and all, but I ain't turned into a werepanther. I'm just good old Jason Stackhouse. Your boyfriend's best buddy. Yeah, well, nice talking to you.
You too. Hey, could we maybe not tell Hoyt about this?
Yeah, I was just going to say the same thing.
Good, yeah, because...
We don't want him worrying about nothing.
I'm just going to freak out for no reason.
No worry. Yeah. not this.
Not tasting.
Majesty.
You understand why you're here?
I've been told I'm under the spell of a necromancer. And that I consorted with your human.
Suki is not mine.
But you love her.
Irrelevant. You are here, Sheriff Northman, because I have been given orders to sentence you to the true death. You have anything to say?
According to my progeny, I am a barbarian thug who's never respected your authority. I don't expect you to show me any mercy.
Surely you don't wish to die.
No, but I don't wish to live this way either. The vampire I used to be is a stranger to me. I have nothing to say in his defense. I will accept my sentence. But I have a request.
Naturally.
Release Pam. At the rate she's decomposing, she can't be much of a threat. At least not for long.
What else?
Suki. Tell her I was born the night she found me. And because of her, I went to my true death knowing what it means to love. Tell her thank you. She still cares for you. I saw it last night. After I'm gone, I hope you'll find your way back to each other.
Why would you hope for that?
Because she deserves happiness. With whoever can give it to her.
Bastante. Pensé que se te olvidó todo lo que te enseñé.
Ojalá que el olvidar fuese tan fácil.
The Mayans worship the snake, you know.
No, I know that.
It is a gateway to the spirit realm. This is the same magic she's using. You're a witch. What, bloodletting?
No,
I've never seen Moni do that. She's a medium.
She wants possession. And she'll get it. Maybe he already has. They're always looking for a way in.
They?
Él no sabe nada, ¿verdad?
He's talking about spirits. And it's not Moni or spirits we need protection from. It's vampires.
You don't even know what you need. Fucking idiots.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Answer me! What's that supposed to mean? What the fuck? Why did you do that?
Protect him!
How? You sick fuck, how?
Protect him.
Maria, Maria, call a doctor, Maria, please, Maria, all right, Maria, tell me what to do, Hastings, tell me what to do, please, tell me what the fuck to do, I don't know what to do.
Te preocupes, mi niño. De Lucas está aquí. Todo estará bien. Que la Maya te proteja y te cure con las aguas del mar de la vida. Que las olas de su gloriosa mar te limpien.
Luca.
Who the fuck is he, Luca?
Hey, Tommy! I'm back! You ready to run? Tommy! Tommy! Hey, Tommy! Hey, Tommy! Hey, wake up! Hey, Tommy, wake up! Shit!
Tommy!
Wake up!
Before you start lecturing, smoking was more of a Tony thing. This will be my last one. Kind of like saying goodbye to her.
I think I might like Tara better.
Why is that?
Well, just met, but it seems like she's been through a hell of a lot, and she's doing the best she can. She's also really beautiful and smart and good in bed.
Yeah?
I'm looking forward to getting to know her better. You are coming home, right? Coming back to New Orleans?
I want to.
But you hate this place. You said there was nothing left for you here.
Now that's a rotten thing to say. Rotten. Get it?
I had no idea what Marnie was doing.
Yeah, spare me the dark in the woods routine, Tara.
Get out now.
But
get in the car, drive as fast as you can. This isn't your fight.
Isn't yours either. Girls, no need to squabble. There's plenty of me to go around.
Go! Now!
Father Luis. What a surprise. Coincidence, you think? Or fate?
Antonia.
I know, I look different. But you made such a mess of my last body. This one will have to do.
You mad whore. You burnt my maker. This time you will scream.
Existo. Meus. Mencipo. Pareo. Mexi. You little fuck.
Jason! Come on! I love you, but my feet hurt. Mosquitoes are eating me alive. And you ain't even gonna turn into a werepanther. Can you hear me? You ain't gonna be a werepanther! How?
The king set me free.
Chimney falls and lovers play.